Key takeaways. 1. Of the three factors that make up a person's behavior, EQ can be changed, while IQ and personality are less malleable. 2. The personal competence portion of EQ can be broken down into the categories of self-awareness, or understanding of one's own emotions, and self-management, control over the way those emotions impact behavior. 3. The social competence portion of EQ involves social awareness, or understanding of others' emotions, and relationship management, which is how one treats others based on their emotional states. 4. Means of improving self-awareness focus on the development of conscientiousness through observation, examining the causes of certain emotions, and monitoring the body for its physical responses to emotions. 5. Developing improved self-management skills requires examining the factors involved in decision-making to check the influence of emotions, improving the decision-making process by giving time for rational thought and getting restful sleep, and cultivating positivity. 6. Improving one's social awareness involves observing others and inquiring into their emotional states, understanding timing and appropriateness in conversations, and developing listening skills and empathy. 7. Better relationship management requires consistency in intention and action, practicing courtesy and care for others, learning to take feedback, and going into difficult social interactions willingly. 8. Recent research using the Emotional Intelligence Appraisal Test found trends that indicate that EQ is developed over time, regardless of age, and that men and women are more likely than ever before to have similar EQ scores. 9. Workers at higher levels of management are more likely to have higher EQ scores, but scores drop at levels higher than upper-level management. Chinese workers have higher self-management and relationship management EQ scores, on average, than their U.S. counterparts. Analysis. Key takeaway 1. Of the three factors that make up a person's behavior, EQ can be changed, while IQ and personality are less malleable. Analysis. Emotional intelligence is characterized by a person's relationship with their emotions. A person with a high EQ has a high capacity to understand what emotions they are feeling and their causes, can control how those emotions drive their behavior, will correctly assess what emotions others are feeling, and will interact with others depending on those emotional assessments. The flip side is much more prevalent, however. People often struggle to assess their own emotional states and those of others, let emotions influence their decisions and behaviors, and do not consider others' emotions in their interactions. Simply thinking about EQ characteristics and being around others with high EQ scores can improve someone's EQ score. It is easier to change someone's EQ than it is to change a person's extroverted or introverted personality or increase a person's score on an IQ test. Humans are born with a limited EQ and develop it as they socialize with others throughout their lives. However, some characteristics of EQ are apparent at very early ages, such as a child's ability to understand others' facial expressions. Other parts of EQ, such as empathy, may never develop in a person due to psychological disorders like sociopathy, or simply because of a lack of exposure or value placed on that trait. Nonetheless, nearly everyone has the ability to develop and improve EQ traits, and they often do when they read books, watch movies, have conversations, meditate, and engage in religious practices. Reading literary fiction specifically is correlated to improved emotional intelligence because it requires the reader's imagination to understand the characters and their emotional motivations. Any practice that encourages the practitioner to consider another's perspective or tells a story from a particular point of view could have a similar effect. People with low EQ might be unlikely to understand that they could stand to improve